Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. So it's Thursday, 24th of August. I wanted to post today, but I couldn't. So I'm just going to leave the posting until next week, God willing. I might post this next week, Thursday. So I hope you guys have been doing fine. This is not a serious episode. Well, I didn't plan it to be, but I just have to talk to you guys about something in particular, and I'm just over it. So today my day was good until it became sour because of some people. I don't know why people feel quite entitled. People feel quite entitled, and people listen not to listen. They just listen to listen. If you understand what I mean, then you understand what I mean. They listen to hear, not to listen. So today, there was an incident involving some people and an association, and there were supposed to be pictures taken and whatnot, and I didn't want to take pictures. I didn't know about this association until today, and I was just not comfortable taking pictures. I didn't want to. I'm an adult. I feel like if I tell you that I don't want to do something, I don't know why you're pressed. Like, why will you stay pressed on top of something I don't want to do, that I have every right to say I don't want? So it was like, oh, come take pictures. And I'm like, I don't want to take pictures. I'm sorry. Like, maybe at another time. Today, I don't feel comfortable taking pictures. And they proceeded to pester me. They proceeded to ask. Mind you, I am insignificant in this group. I literally do not know about the group until today. By taking pictures or not taking pictures will not make or break anything. Like, so it's not as if I intentionally deprived anybody from whatever. And be that as it may, so I don't want to take pictures. And they were like, okay, so why don't you want to take pictures? And I'm like, sorry, for personal reasons. I have my personal reasons why I don't want to take pictures. And they kept badgering me, but you know, the picture is really nice, but you know, it's good, but you know, we're colleagues, but I don't want to take pictures. Why don't people ever get it? Why don't men ever get it? I cannot understand. I was standing, these were three grown men trying to force me to do something I don't want to do. And this, God, let me not show insult, but the pick me girl that was with them was like, okay, she didn't even say much, but then they were like, okay, no problem. So I told them, you guys, do you realize that by badgering me, you're stepping into the boundary I've drawn? And he still tried to pester me, and I had to like tell him, dude, you're literally stepping on the boundary I've drawn. I don't want to take pictures. Why are you forcing me to take pictures? And he's like, okay, no problem. He gets it. And I tell him, thank you for respecting my boundary. Tell me why this nigga goes to essentially report me to my boss, who then made me take this picture that I didn't want to take. I just feel like people are just inherently wicked and just evil, because what was the reason for that? I was pumped in the morning. Like, I was so happy. I was pumped for tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birthday, and I wanted to just have a very nice day today and carry that energy into tomorrow. And, you know, I even had all these things planned I couldn't do, because I didn't end up doing because of this scenario. And I feel like it ruined my whole day. My day went sour from there, because not only did he, oh my God, you knew what you were doing. I told you I didn't want to. You proceeded to report me to somebody you knew could force my hand. I did. Words were exchanged along the lines of there. Like, I had to sit down and listen to like chatter that was so unnecessary and uncalled for. And I don't know. I just feel like why I'm even telling that story is because I really have noticed, not just this scenario, but I've really noticed that people don't actually listen. People hear. You listen to hear, not to listen. And there's a very big difference. And there's something called boundaries and respect. We need to respect each other. And there's something called boundaries. Nobody owes you anything, especially things like this. You are not owed. Nobody has to give you that. So you feeling entitled to somebody's whatever it might be, is just not making any sense to me. Honestly, it doesn't make sense. And I feel like it's so wicked for somebody to tell you they're not comfortable with something. I don't want to do this. And you agree just to slyly force their hand. In my books, that's just unforgivable. Totally unforgivable. There's nothing else you could have done to me, like, on that level, at that moment, that would piss me off and just make me just completely hate you than what happened. So yeah, please, let's be guided. If you know that you're that kind of person. And I've found this thing, this is like the second time this thing has been like clear as day happened to me. The other time I told you guys the story about how something happened and I told somebody I didn't want something, and they proceeded to gaslight me and make me feel like I was the person that is doing too much by not just allowing. Oh, it's just small. No, what is this with people are not listening? When someone tells you they don't want something, they don't want something. Forcing their hand, I feel like at that moment you are just a wicked soul. Honestly, you are just a wicked soul, because it doesn't make sense for your own benefit, whether it's for you, whether you're getting something out of the situation or you're just doing it to feel good. It's just wickedness, and honestly, it's not a good look. And you just ruined my whole day. Like, I don't even know. I hope that when I sleep and wake up, I'll just feel better. But I feel so pissed right now. Talking about birthdays, I was really looking forward to tomorrow. I wanted to get my henna done, but I couldn't. It's raining season, and I had a lot of things to do in the office, so I couldn't do that. I feel like, generally speaking, for my birthday, I usually like to do something that would uplift my mood. The most important thing for me is not even like going out or gifts or presents or whatever, or cake or whatever. The most important thing for me during birthdays is that I am in a place where that day is just zen and positive. Like, I feel like for me, that's the most important thing, positivity. I like to just do one or two things, just be in a good place. And I'm super worried about that now because of other events and that event that happened. But I'm looking forward to it. Let's see what God does. God is always, Allah has been very faithful, and I just put my trust in God, honestly, because but my plans, I do hope that I would find time to, I'm still going to go and get my cake. Okay, so I recorded what would have been tomorrow's podcast early this morning. I recorded what would have been Thursday podcast earlier this morning, in which I was saying how for my birthday recently, I feel like one tradition I've always done, or let me say one tradition I have recently inculcated into my birthday, is to get myself a cupcake at least. I'm not really a cake person. I wouldn't say I'm a cake person, maybe because I bake a lot of cakes, so I've eaten enough cakes of my lifetime. Probably that's the reason. The only time I actually quite enjoy cake is when maybe I haven't had it for a long time. So in a year, maybe if I haven't had cake for months and then I get cake, I quite enjoy it. And I love the lemon cake. There's this little, I don't call it a cupcake, but it's like a little cake, like a cupcake that Delema has. It's the chocolate fudge is super gooey. It's just bombshell of chocolate and just amazing. Like, I don't know, I feel like my mood is already getting uplifted because I'm thinking of this cake. So I'm going to try to put a situation where I would be there and just get that cake. I feel like I'll feel very good if I get the cake. So that's one thing I definitely want to do, and to get the Lima cake. And I'm sorry, but I feel like the Lima, since they changed their baker, they have been making sense. Well, their cakes are nice, but there's this peanut butter cheesecake. I really hate that cake. They have it, but the other cakes I've tasted have been beautiful. And compared to other cake places and bakeries and whatnot in Kaduna, I would say that Delema is better. in terms of value for money and the actual quality of the cake. Delema has this cake that is exactly the same thing size as Valentino's cake, and I can't remember the last time I went to Valentino, but why Valentino's cake is maybe 1.8 thereabouts, 1.8 or 1.5, probably 1.5. Delema's is like 1.8, but it's, I think they even have that size in 1.2, 1.5 max 1.8 now, but I'm telling you, it's twice as good. It's actually better. I would rather go to Delema and get cake than Valentino, actually, or House of Cake, or all those other cake places. Not to say that cake are not good. Personally, I feel like Delema is superior when it comes to cake. They just know what they're doing. So recently, if I want to get cake, I'll just go and get it there. And I feel like I'm definitely I have things I like in different places. So unlike somebody that probably just crave something and go to any place and get it, I have designated spots for particular things. Like if I want fresh juice, like freshly squeezed juice, I go to Habil. You might not like their juice. You probably wouldn't like it because it tastes like not nice. Like it doesn't have any artificial flavoring. But you know for a fact that what you're taking is purely natural. And if I'm being honest, sometimes you open the orange, you cut orange, and the orange is sour. So you might get sour orange juice or not so sweet pineapple juice. But it's like completely 100% natural. Other places apparently used to put honey and sweeteners and whatnot. I don't really care for that. So if I want like purely natural drinks, I go to Habil. If I want pasta, amazing pasta, I go to Habil. Maybe if I want, I generally don't like eating rice outside because I feel like it's a waste of money. Even spaghetti, I don't eat it outside if it's not in Habil. So yeah, I say that to say, like, for my cakes now, I just go to Delema, and I'm going to be looking forward to that. But yeah, I'm going to cut the podcast short. It's not supposed to be a long podcast, especially like Thursday podcasts are not supposed to be long. It's just rants and bands. Join me next week Monday as I'm going to be by myself talking about boundaries, introduction to boundaries, how to draw them, why you should draw them, and how to get people to respect your boundaries. And despite my saying how to get people to respect your boundaries, in today's episode we've seen that some people are just thick-skulled. But yeah, we'll leave all that rant for the next episode coming up on Monday, God willing. Until then, I remain your loyal host, Tired Nigerian Girl.